Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's been a tough few months for many of us in this country, limited movement in general and specifically outside, and we have, of course, the bulk of summer upon us, so naturally it's time to soak up the sun, but that may not be the best practice. We'll learn more about that with board-certified dermatologist Dr. Lauren Council of Washington University in St. Louis. First of all, good morning, doctor. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And from what I understand, and this pretty much stands to reason, sunburns are something that's really very preventable, right?
That's absolutely right. And sunburns are also the number one modifiable risk factor for the development of skin cancer. So it's really important that we do what we can, in addition to preventing the pain that comes from a sunburn, to prevent us from having the long-term effect.
Yeah, and is there such a thing as, I think people somehow still have it in their heads, that you can build up a sort of an immunity to the sun, but that's really not possible, right?
Well, even if you have a darker skin type, you still do have risk of developing skin cancer. And even if you feel that you're protected because you're tan skin actually doesn't protect you significantly from ultraviolet radiation. It's still very important that you take additional measures to keep yourself from being exposed.
And just to kind of hammer it home a little bit, sunburns, as you mentioned, can be quite painful. I know I've experienced that, but why are they absolutely bad for your skin?
Sunburns directly damage the DNA that's in our skin cells. They are the number one modifiable risk factor for the development of skin cancer. And skin cancer is really the number one cancer that affects Americans today. One in five Americans will suffer from a skin cancer in their lifetime. So it's really important that we protect our skin and prevent sunburns so that we can decrease our risk of developing skin cancer down the road.
Now, before I get into the whole, you know, whether sunscreen's a good idea, bad idea, it occurs to me that early man certainly didn't have access to stores, much less the things in the stores like sunscreen. So was there at any point a way that, you know, maybe some tolerance to the sun wasn't terrible for early man, or is that not a thing?
Well, it depends on your skin type. Certainly those with darker skin pigmentation are less at risk for developing skin cancer. But you have to keep in mind that even people with all skin types, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, all individuals are at risk of developing skin cancer and also other signs of aging from the sun. So it's just a good idea to seek shade, to avoid direct sun exposure, particularly from the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., to wear sun protective clothing, to put on sunscreen every day, and to do what you can to decrease your risk of developing a skin cancer.
And I'm going to guess that your answer is going to vary depending on the individual, but is there such thing as too much sun, and how much sun is too much sun?
Well, again, you're exactly right. It does depend on the individual, but in general, a few minutes a day is probably okay, but even 10 minutes of sun exposure, direct sun exposure, can cause damage to your cells. So you want to do it carefully. You ideally will get in the habit of putting on a sunscreen each morning before going out. You may not anticipate that you're going to be in the sun, but you could end up there, and you might end up out in the sun for longer than you expect to. Get in the habit of using a hat that has a wide rim that will protect your ears, and then wearing some protective clothing just to do what you can to decrease your risk.
And I know you mentioned that pigmentation, so certain ethnic makeups may be a little less prone to getting the cancers, but is there a male-female breakdown for this, or an age breakdown for when people might be more predisposed?
We definitely know that older individuals are more likely to develop skin cancers, and we also know that ultraviolet exposure typically happens in the younger years. There's essentially a lag between the time that you're exposed to the sun and the time that you'll develop skin cancer. And because it doesn't happen right away, sometimes it's hard for our adolescents to understand why it's important that they protect their skin, that they avoid tanning beds, that they use sunscreen. But really, it's prevention in your younger years that can help to keep you from getting skin cancers as you're older.
I mentioned sunscreen a couple minutes ago. Is there such a thing as sunscreen actually being helpful? And if so, what types?
The type of sunscreen that's going to help you is the one that you're willing to use every day. And there are a lot of different types. There are sprays, there are sticks, there are lotions, there are powders. You want to find one that you're comfortable putting on each morning, because if you don't use a sunscreen, it can't help you. The other thing that you want to look for is you want an SPF of at least 30, because an SPF of 30 is going to block 97% of the sun's ultraviolet B radiation. You want to look for something that says it's broad spectrum. That'll protect you against both UVA and UVB radiation. You want to remember to reapply. It's important that if you put on sunscreen in the morning and you're outside, particularly if you're in the water or you towel off, you have to reapply it every couple of hours to make sure that you maintain the full effect.
And as far as other things that will protect the skin, you mentioned the hats. We just talked about sunscreen. Anything else that people might not actually consider that they should be?
Sure, you can actually use clothing to protect you from the sun, too. And things that have a tight weave, in general, are going to protect you more than loosely woven clothing. Darker colors tend to absorb more of the sunlight than lighter colors. And you can look specifically for clothing that's designed to protect your skin. These are things like swim shirts, and they'll have a UPF on their label. And UPF is just like, for sunscreen, SPF. It's kind of how much radiation the clothing is protecting you from the sun. So if you look for these items of clothing, certainly these are great ways to protect yourself as well.
And I know that some listeners may not have the ability to maybe either have listened to this from the very beginning or have a computer at home so they can check things out. But if there is a way to access maybe more information, do you have that available?
Yes, the American Academy of Dermatology has a great website, spotskincancer.org. And that can give listeners more information about sun protection and skin cancer in general.
Very good. Doctor, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Lauren Council, again, a board-certified dermatologist with Washington University in St. Louis.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.